With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. An iconic building near the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk may be about to get a new life. It's the white stucco apartment building with the bell tower. But not everyone is happy about the plans. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
If you've ever spent any time around the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, like Aaron Redner from Bonnie Doon did recently, you probably know the building with its Mediterranean-style architecture and its soaring bell tower, even if you don't quite know the story behind it.
Looks like it's got some history to it. Looks like it's got some sort of nautical connection.
And you also probably know that it's seen better days. That's what Tommy Vo from San Jose noticed.
I just think it looks run down. I just think they could actually use this space for something.
And that's the issue with the property known as La Bahia, a fixture on Beach Street, kitty corner from the boardwalk, since 1926. These days, it's a crumbling shell of its former self. Cracking plaster and peeling paint, its 44 rooms sit empty except for a lone caretaker. But in its heyday, this was the luxury option for vacationers to Santa Cruz.
They wanted a place for extended stay visitors so that people could stay longer than just a week or two in the summertime.
Ross Eric Gibson serves on the Santa Cruz Historic Preservation Commission.
You could retreat just a few feet into the courtyards and find complete calm. And even the 20th century was blocked out by the view of the inner gardens. You felt that you'd stepped back in time into a Spanish garden or a California garden of old.
Plans to revive the La Bahia go back decades. A master plan for the neighborhood, adopted by the city in 1998, called for the already deteriorating building to be turned into a conference hotel while keeping its historic character.
This is the Court of the Mariners, and each one of the courts has its own particular charm.
The Santa Cruz Seaside Company, which owns the boardwalk, also owns La Bahia. Earlier this year, the company announced it was ready to move forward with a renovation, a 165-room hotel complete with two restaurants, meeting space, on-site parking, and a spa. Casey Beyer, CEO of the Santa Cruz County Chamber of Commerce, says the organization fully supports the plan because it would fill a long-standing void.
Well, we don't have any type of conventions-type facility that can draw small groups that want to have their conferences of industry and then be right on the beach.
But Gibson says the plan is a disaster.
This was not at all a restoration project.
Artist renderings show a modern six-story complex rising up the hillside. Gone are the old courtyards. Only the section of the building with the familiar bell tower remains.
That's what they have planned to save, and they're saving it out of context.
Gibson would like to see the property restored to its former glory on a similar, intimate scale. But planners say that's not financially viable. Casey Beyer thinks these plans are an ideal mix of old and new.
I think it's a win-win for the community.
The city still has to approve the final building plan, which means a planned construction start date this summer has come and gone. Gibson hopes the delay will be enough time to get a hearing before the California Coastal Commission, even though the commission gave its final approval 5 years ago.
It is not a dead issue.
The Seaside Company, which initially agreed to an interview, now says it won't be in a position to discuss the project for at least a few months. A spokesman did say it's ready to go. He just can't say when. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.